You're listening to SBS News.
Bob Katter has defended Katter Australian Party Senator Fraser Anning's controversial maiden speech to Parliament on Tuesday night, calling it magnificent and solid gold. Senator Anning called for a ban on Muslim migration as part of what he termed a final solution to immigration policy. Mr. Katter says he himself is taking an aggressive stance on shutting down Muslim migration, saying it is to prevent terrorism. And he's criticised the coalition government for bringing in 630,000 people from countries he says have no democracy nor rule of law.
Now, you don't have to be Albert Einstein to figure out that we, as a race of people, we Australians, are being buried by a mass migration program to line the pockets of the rich and powerful in Sydney. That's all this is about. Take our pay, undermine our pay and conditions. Now, who are paying the price? The people in Australia that are paying the greatest price are the Jewish people.
And Mr. Katter has singled out prominent Jewish minister Josh Frydenberg for criticism.
And Frydenberg should be ashamed of himself, absolutely ashamed of himself, and ashamed to call himself a member of his own race and his own religious persuasion, should be ashamed of himself, because his party is bringing in 20, 30, 40,000 people from the Middle East and North Africa, but they are not bringing in the persecuted minorities. They're not bringing in the Jews, the Christians and the Sikhs, the persecuted minorities. No, they're bringing in the persecutors.
Referencing the Jewish people more than 20 times in 20 minutes, Mr. Katter told a media conference his party is a key voice for the Jewish people.
Our party considers itself to be the Jewish representative party in the parliament and quite proud of it.
But that comes as a surprise to the co-chief executive of the Executive Council of Australian Jury, Peter Wertheim.
He doesn't speak for the Jewish community. I don't think he would purport to speak for the Jewish community. In terms of what's best for the community as a whole, well, our community has long supported policies of inclusion.
And Mr. Wertheim says the comments from the Katter Australian Party do nothing to enhance the security of Australia's Jewish community.
It's not assisted in any way by provoking further division, disharmony, suspicion, hatred and fear. The security problems that our community faces and which Australia faces will not be assisted by discriminatory comments and comments adverting to particular groups of people on the basis of their race or religion.
While Mr. Katter was turning his focus to the Jewish community, Senator Anning has remained steadfast in his focus on Muslim migration. That includes his claim in his speech that while all Muslims are not terrorists, certainly all terrorists these days are Muslims. Australia's top Muslim cleric, Grand Mufti Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, has called that comment, along with others from Senator Anning, racist and reckless. But Senator Anning is unrepentant, saying he will not apologise in this lifetime. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken out against comments demonising Muslims, saying such words only benefit terrorists.
Let's be quite clear. Those who seek to demonise all Muslims on the basis of the crimes of a tiny minority are helping the terrorists.
Muslim lawyer Ramia Abdul Sultan says the Katter Australian Party's comments are upsetting and disappointing. She says there are a minority of bigoted voices in the Australian Parliament, but they're emboldened by silent bystanders.
As an Australian Muslim, I would call upon, I guess, fair-minded politicians and the majority of politicians who do believe in an undivided Australia to call out on these bigoted politicians.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale has criticised the major parties for blocking a Greens motion to censor Fraser Anning. Senator Di Natale says Senator Anning's comments were intended to cause as much hurt and offence as possible.
The standard you walk past is the standard you accept, and by not censuring Anning, Labor and the Liberals have given permission for this hate speech to continue.
But while the censure motion failed, the words of condemnation have flowed freely. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has railed against prejudice and hatred, and crossbench senator and former commentator Darren Hinch has called the remarks racist and, as he puts it, vomitous poison.
One of the most disgraceful, racist, homophobic, divisive, misogynist, spiteful, hateful speeches I've ever heard anywhere in 50 years in journalism. It was Pauline Hanson on steroids.
But Senator Hanson rejected Senator Hinch's suggestion and has branded Senator Anning's speech as appalling and straight out of the Nazi handbook.
As I said, I'm appalled by Fraser Anning's speech. I have always spoken up on issues with regards to our country, and I will stand by those views that I have. We are a multiracial society, and I've always advocated you do not have to be white to be Australian.
The words in Parliament also came with some action. The Prime Minister and the Opposition Leader shook hands across the aisle, united against Senator Anning's speech. And Josh Frydenberg, whose parents were Jewish immigrants, shared a hug with Labor MP Ed Husic, who shared his experiences of growing up in a Bosnian Muslim migrant family. But Ramia Abdus-Sultan says the ramifications of what's said in the Parliament go well beyond the walls of the chamber and can cause very real problems.
Isolation, confusion, particularly amongst our youth. And so I guess it's always my responsibility as a parent, even to three young girls, to remind them that you are just as Australian as everyone else is. And I always hear this particular comment from various other politicians who do like to condemn, I guess, racism and discriminatory remarks in that the Australian story only does have two stories. It's either the Indigenous story or the migrant story. So you fit into either or, and they're the types of, I guess, comments and remarks that we need to start bringing out and bringing to light.
Sonia Heidemann, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.